All right, Ash. So sometimes we get messages and the people want to know more about us.
Oh.
So I figured we could share something that no one really cares about, but everyone seems to always ask.
Okay.
What is your go-to coffee order?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. It's changed a lot over the years. And as of lately, I'm not going to do all the backstory stuff. Lately a drip or a pour over person. However, I'm currently drinking an iced coffee with a splash of oat milk from Starbucks. I actually don't like Starbucks that much anymore, but I had an egg white bite craving this morning, so I went.
Ashley, I can't. Ask me the same question.
What's your go-to coffee order?
An iced vanilla latte with soy.
I could have answered that.
Roll the thing.
I could have answered.
Roll the thing. I died with your, it's always.
Well, when I was 5 years old, I choked.
Oh.
It was the oat milk. I also have something that I wanted to read.
Oh, okay. Wait, do you have like a little something? Because so do I.
A little something that I wanted to read. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Go.
Can I read it? This one is titled.
Wait, should we say who we are?
Oh, yes. Yes. Guys. Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
This is Unsolicited Advice. My name's Ashley.
My name's Taryn.
And we're here to advise you. But until then, I wanted to share this. And if you are an avid listener,
yes.
You've listened for a while.
Yes.
Like you started from the beginning. Now we started from the bottom. Now we're here. Mm-hmm. You'll know. This one's titled Merge Dragons, LOL.
Oh my gosh.
Hey ladies, my name's Emily. Yes, you can use it. And I just wanted to say that I absolutely love you both. I am a relatively new podcast listener and a friend recommended yours to me. And let me just say that I am in love. Like I haven't binged like this in a very long time. Anyways, I was listening to your older episodes and Taryn kept mentioning the game Merge Dragons, which y'all know that was a phase that Taryn was in for a while.
Yeah.
So I thought I would try it out. All I have to say is thanks a lot to you two because I'm addicted. Like it's unhealthy, LOL.
Yeah.
Love you both so much. Sending you the biggest virtual hugs. And she added a picture of her and her dog.
Oh my gosh, cute.
Your fellow Merge Dragons addict.
I'm so sorry. It got so unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I was so invested. Every time I got like a new egg and I would hatch it, I felt like I personally birthed it. And so I was like, this needs to stop. You need to sleep again.
You guys don't even know. There were multiple times where I would like walk into Taryn's room like unannounced and she'd just kind of like be shocked. Like I caught her doing something bad, but she's just playing her Merge Dragon.
Pretty much everything I enjoy are things that like some people would be like, you should be embarrassed about that, but I'm not.
No,
but
it's who you are at your core.
I
you
also never be was at a point that. Where I was like, this is stop doing this. Like you should be doing other things with your life. I haven't played for a hot minute. You know how like,
but now that we mentioned this, we'll see what happens later today.
I might have to go check on my land. You know how all those games like get you because they get you to the point where you're so addicted and then it starts being like, oh, well you can get that if you pay $1.99.
Yeah.
And then people like me, that's another reason I stopped. I looked at my Apple bill and I was like, no. You did not spend that much money a month on these dragons.
No.
What is your problem? This is why you're single.
Can you give me like a ballpark range?
I don't want to.
Just a ballpark. Just an estimate. Guesstimate.
Well, see, it doesn't sound like number, that much.
But it is when you're talking about purchasing gems or whatever it is you're purchasing.
Give a guess.
I'm going to go 20.
A little bit more.
30? A little bit more. 35.
It was like the 40 to 50 range. This was specifically 1 month where
that's so much more than I thought.
You know
it was
why
be.
Though? Because I got to this point where I built up all these things, and then you have
and
to.
Then you can't quit
because
now
because you can't get your dragon if right. you don't merge your eggs. But right. I couldn't get
hence,
the egg.
Hence, merge dragon.
It's anyways. Let's move on because I.
Oh no!
Have recovered. I'm like not. It's not my addiction anymore,
oh, for sure,
and now
for sure.
This is putting me in danger. So
that's like when I was on my like dating app. Binge during like yeah. the heat of COVID and I was boosting myself like every
dude,
day.
Same. Did you ever, there was one night I was literally swiping for hours and then all of a sudden this screen came up that says, we're sorry, you've gone through all your potential matches. Please wait till we refresh. And I literally read that and I deleted
dating apps. This is it.
I was like, this is just meaningless.
Taryn and I have had multiple reckonings, I would say, during this last year of COVID with dating. Mm-hmm. You guys already know this. But when you're like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
And then you delete it. It's off your phone. And then inevitably, like a month later, you're like,
It's always re-download. Such an exciting thing too. You're like, I think I'm going to go back on the app.
It felt like I was going out.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like.
And then so the other person would be like,
I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine and hop on the apps tonight. Yeah.
The apps are crap. Let's just
be honest. They're the worst.
Be honest. Okay, so I have a little thing to read too.
This is so fun. I love how we did not plan this.
I know. It's from, cute. I think it's, I'm going to guess Iori. It's I-O-R-I. And they said it's okay if you butcher it. And they're from Japan. So I'm gonna guess Iori.
I love, that's a gorgeous name.
Which is, if it is that, it's beautiful. But if it's not, I'm sure how you say it is beautiful too. Okay. Hey, Ashley and Taryn.
Hey.
My name is Iori. And I'm 17-year-old living in Japan. Shout out to all my fellow Asian Anonymous listeners. And then she put in parentheses, way too cheesy. No, we love when you guys find ownership in like our podcast. Because honestly, I think that's what makes our podcast so rare is it's not just about me and Ash. Like it's about all of you. Mm-hmm. So when you guys like write and you're like, oh, my UA fam, or we see you guys like talking to each other in comments, like it's like we're a proud parents and we're just like, our children are getting along, you know?
If you're embracing the cheese, we've done our job
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, I wish I had an amazing tearing it up for you, but as anyone does, I block most of my embarrassing moments out of my head. So digging that up will not be happening today. I'm writing you two to say a little thank you. I've come to realize that people like you two are making getting older so much better and exciting for me. As a 17-year-old in this world, it is honestly depressing to think about aging and losing the youthfulness. It sometimes feels like there's no point in getting older if everyone older is praising the youth and wanting to go back. However, hearing you talk about your 30s being exciting, fulfilling, and meaningful makes me motivated to get older. I know that to older listeners here, 17 seems too stupid to be concerned about aging, but I just want to express the massive appreciation that I have for you. You are making my world so much better and hopeful episode by episode. Hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for reading this. Love, Iori.
Iori. I loved that. Because genuinely, I agree. And I wouldn't say 17's too young because I remember in like middle school listening to older women talk about how pissed, like horribly upset that they were that they were getting older and constantly talking about like, enjoy it while you're like, you know, live it up. You don't even know how lucky you are to be young and stuff like that. And so I feel like that was ingrained in my head very early too. And I wish people would have told me how fun 30 is because 30 for me has been great. I mean, obviously 2020 wasn't great, but like my 30s have been great. Like I thought I was a little scared going into it because of all of the negativity surrounding age, specifically women getting older. And I feel like we need to talk about it more because it's great.
Yeah. And literally age is totally just a number. And I think that what's scary with age is the pressures that come. So even at 17, 18, like you're thinking about college, you're thinking about a career, you're thinking about like independence from your parents. And so there's a lot of pressure that comes with like, I don't want to go to the next stage.
Yeah.
But, and I also think like everyone talked about like, oh, when you're 30, your life is over. Like that's what we grew
up with.
That's
what I heard. Yeah.
And then once I remember 25 was a really fun age for me. And then for some reason, after that point, I saw 30 as like, I was excited about it. Cause I was like, I feel like once I get there, like my life will be pretty much where this is a joke. The jokes on me. My life will be all like situated. I'll be like exactly who I'm meant to be.
Right.
And it's funny because I think what I've learned is like, it's never too late in life to constantly be like changing and morphing and like bettering yourself. And so I think it was exciting for me to come to 30 and be like, wow, I still have no idea like what I want to be when I grow up or like where my life is going, but I'm so in the moment and just learning to like love and appreciate my life and like who I am today.
Yeah.
And that has made just getting older like so much fun.
Oh, 100%. I feel exactly the same as I did when I was 20.
Yeah.
But I am financially stable. And I just have a much better sense of who I am.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in my 20s, I was a lost soul trying to find myself, trying to learn, you know, mm-hmm. as you should be around that age. Yep. But I don't feel any different from then to now, except that I just feel more secure.
Yeah, no,
which is a great feeling.
Girl, you got so much life ahead of you. And let me tell you, like,
17's a great age.
Every year is a different chapter and it's going to bring different things. Mm-hmm. So just be excited for it and own it. Like, life is too short to be worried or embarrassed about your age. Like, that should be the last thing we care about. You know what I mean?
100%.
There's so many other things. But yes. I loved that she put a little thank you note.
A little thank you note. Yeah, wow.
I love it.
Two thank you notes.
I know.
What a great way to start the day.
We're just so cool, Ash. We're changing lives. Do you have a turn it up?
I sure do. Let me pull her up here. Do you want to explain the turn it up section, Taryn?
Yes. Turn it up, if you do not know, is basically a segment where you share your embarrassing moments of life. And we all join in solidarity because we've been there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Well said. This one is brought to you by Emma. And the title is Not a Normal Day in Biology, .. A Taryn It Up. I hope you all are having a great day because you always make mine better. Mm-hmm. I look forward to listening to the new episode each Monday on my way to school. My name is Emma and I have a tearing it up that just happened to me last week. I'm a freshman in college and this semester I am in a biology lab. Last week we had a lab about animals and how to identify them. There were jars of dead animals at every table.
No.
Except for mine. At my table was a jar that had a live cockroach in it. When I walked into the classroom, the jar only had one cockroach. So I assumed that's how it was supposed to be. My professor mentioned something about two cockroaches, but I just figured she'd misspoke. I was wrong. A few minutes later, I felt something on my leg.
Nope.
Leg.
Nope. That's a hard
and no. I looked down and there was the second cockroach crawling on my leg. I'm unwell right now. My body's like...
Because you know it's one of those fat, thick ones.
Yeah.
If it's in biology...
If it's in biology and you need to be able to like know.
Shoddy, thick. Mm-hmm.
Anyone who knows me knows that I hate bugs. Ugh. So of course I freak out because there's a large cockroach crawling up my leg. I used my pencil to flick it off and my professor had to come rescue it.
Oh, dear God.
Where she saw a hole in the lid of the jar, which is where it had escaped. I'm still in shock that this happened. And I definitely think my teacher should give me bonus points for my trouble. All I can think about was what if I never noticed it on me and it came all the way home with me?
Oof.
That's a dark thought. Don't let yourself go there, Emma. I hope this gave you all a good laugh. I love you all, Emma. You know what? I also had a similar situation in high school for me. You guys already know this. I'm terrible at math. Like, ugh.
Yeah,
I mean, so bad. I too had something similar happen to me. I was in a summer school for math, because we all know. And I was sitting at my desk just minding my own business. And I was looking down. I went to a small private Christian school. So we were praying and my eyes were closed. Picture this. And then I hear like a thud, like a... Did you hear that?
I mean, I heard
it. Do you think they heard it?
Yeah, they heard it.
Let me try it again.
Yeah, they heard it.
I heard that. I look up and there is a giant, I'm not exaggerating either. I'm really good. A giant cockroach landed on my open math book from the ceiling. If I was hunched over my desk in any way working on my
it would
have landed on my head.
That's my nightmare.
In any way. The only reason it didn't hit me was because I was leaning back.
No.
But if I mid prayer, shot out of my desk, threw my book. I like flew to the back of the class. Yeah,
naturally.
Everyone in my like immediate circle got up and ran, including my teacher. And I feel like me and my teacher bonded that day because I was like, help. And then one of the guys like had to like take my book outside.
Oh, and that like
and
my
I
neck.
Literally he brought my book back in and I was like, can we burn it?
Yeah. You're like, I would like tradesies, please.
I was like, I'm not gonna pass anyways. Just burn it.
That's rough, dude.
Those cockroaches, something about them.
In Africa, they're huge.
Oof,
and at night, because there's like no lights anywhere. They like flock. So every time like I'd have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I would literally lay in bed and cry because I was like, this is not going well. So I'd have my flashlight and I'd have to sit on the toilet and like literally like
I have chills.
You don't want to, right? Like you want to just be like live in this world where it's like, no, nothing's in here. Nothing exists. But you're like, fear makes you look. So I would always shine up my light and without a doubt, there'd be, they'd be all over the walls. And like, it just was so hard for me to get past the bug part, you know? I wish I wasn't scared of bugs.
Oh my God.
I wish.
Oh my God.
Imagine how much easier life would be if you're like, huh, there's a spider. Huh, there's a cockroach. Oof. 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 Right?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Well, we are going to get into our story portion.
The nitty gritty.
If you are new, we have me and Ash both come to the episode with a story. Neither of us have heard the others. So one of us has a real genuine first time reaction.
Yes, always.
But most of the time when I read mine, I feel like it is a real reaction too because I have the worst short-term memory. Yeah. So I've already forgotten.
She's like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, is this my story? Sometimes plot I'm like twist. Shocked and I'm like, this is your story. You knew this.
You read this already.
Yeah. Okay. So this one is a short one, which we love a short
one. I love a shorty.
It's titled The Return of My High School Self. And I can say her name. Her name is Lindsay. Ashley and Taryn. I love how she didn't say it. You know how everyone's like, hey, Ash and Taryn. She's just like, Ashley and Taryn.
Yeah.
Let's get into
very
it.
Very direct to the point. I love it.
Hey, my name is Lindsay. And yes, you can say my name. I love your podcast and listen to every episode. Anyways, I'm going to try and keep this short. I just finished my first year of college. I stayed local to go to college, but my two close friends from high school went away to go to college. But here's the thing, those friendships were extremely fake and toxic. However, I didn't realize this until I got to college and began forming genuine friendships. Now it's summer and those people are coming back home. I have grown so much this year of college and I am terrified that I'm going to fall back into the fake person that I was in high school. How do I make sure that I stay my new confident self that I've grown to love? I used to cry every day on the drive home from high school senior year because I was very depressed, but I didn't know why. I don't want to feel that way all summer long. Help. Love, Lindsay.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny how like, I don't know if everyone listening is the same because I know we have like, literally all ages and stages of life that listen to this podcast. And it's funny because I feel like you can pull stuff from like every story, right? Like even this, like she's talking about the transition from high school to college, but like even other people, like it's just any transition in life where you are afraid to go back to someone that you've grown out of is like, it's hard to navigate.
Oh, 100%. I remember, I had already moved. I had finished college or let me say that again. I had graduated high school. I had been in college for a couple years and I had moved already to Orange County for my like second to last year of college. When a group of my high school friends, like we all used to hang out in high school, hit me up and said that everyone was getting together and we were all going to go hiking. I hadn't hung out or seen anyone from high school at all since this, at this point. And I was like, yeah, I would love to. Like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I am at the age of what, I don't know, 24.
Yeah.
And, I felt like I had grown a lot. I had learned a lot about myself. I was a different person than I was in high school. I go and hang out with them and we go on a hike. And I, within seconds, became my shy Ashley. Yeah. And I'm not that person anymore. Genuinely, I'm not. But it was weird how simply being in their presence, I felt like I immediately was shrunken back into the shyest version of myself, which is who I was in high school.
Which, I mean, and totally makes
they
sense.
They didn't do anything. They were, if anything, they were more than welcoming, like very friendly. Like it was, it felt like old times, but because of that, it made me kind of like snap back or fall back into that like shy, quiet little Ashley.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait.
You're like, I'm not this. I wanted to say something,
but then I would overthink it and then I would just not say it. And then I was like, wait, we're not this person anymore. Yeah. And it was so frustrating how nothing happened.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. It was a natural thing.
Oh, fully. And I think that's normal. Cause even still, when I get together with some of my like old friends, like I don't think I as much change into that person anymore. But, you know, we're sharing old stories. We're reminiscing. Mm-hmm. Like, it does ignite, like, a different part of me.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. But I think what you're touching on, and I can relate to this to a certain extent, because I do think the person I was in high school, drastically changed once I did get in college. Like, a lot about me changed. My priorities changed. Just everything about me changed. And I think it's okay to still keep friendships because they were someone that meant something in your life without having to like change who you are every time they're around. Like it's like, we've talked about this before, but in New Girl, there's an episode where they're like, do you think we would have been friends if we like met today? And they're all like, no. Like, you know, they're so different. And some of my friends that I have from when I was younger, I don't know if I would meet them today, if we would be friends. Like, we just have different lives. We have different like humors. We have different everything, but I still love and cherish them for who they were. And I know that we'll always be friends, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what you need to do is you need to really like lean into the foundation of who you are. And when those people come back, you can still hang out with them. You can still be friends with them and do things, but you need to remember that like they don't affect like who you are. So that shouldn't change. You shouldn't be scared of becoming another person because the only person who can do that to you is yourself. So I think you're thinking they have more power over your life than they do.
Yeah.
So that would be something I would suggest is like, just you do your own reflecting, your own like pump yourself up on the way there. And then when you go back, like reflect on like, wow, I can't believe they're still like that. I'm glad that I'm not, you know what I mean? Like you can still have like a surface friendship if you don't want it to go that deep without it being like this huge ordeal.
Yeah. I completely agree with Taryn. I love that. I think, I think we've talked about this before. I think friendships come and go. I think they move with you sometimes and sometimes they move in opposite directions, but sometimes they come back.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing and vital thing that I think every person needs to do is have a good sense of who you are at your core.
Yes.
And I like what Taryn said. I think after hanging out with new people, old people, I think it's fun. And I don't mean this in a serious way, but I think it could be beneficial to like reevaluate after each hangout and be like, what did I like about myself and what did I not like about myself? Like, what did I do that sits right with me? And what did I do that I don't want to, I don't want to morph into someone else, you know? And I think keeping yourself accountable in that way, will help you find who you are at your core. And then that way you'll be the same person no matter who you hang out with, which is the goal.
Oh, totally. And I know like, so Ash, like we've talked about this before. If Ash hurts my feelings or I'm upset about something, I can't function until we've figured it out.
Yeah.
Because she's my person. Like I genuinely care so much. So when like something doesn't feel right, it really affects me.
Yeah.
Versus like, there's been some friends that I've gone and hung out with and they've done something terrible or said something mean or whatever. And I literally in the moment I'm like, okay. And then I like shake it off and I move on with my life.
Yeah.
Because I haven't given them that power
doesn't
over
matter
me
as much. Yeah.
To care. So
or
it sounds
not matter. It doesn't affect you as much.
Yeah. So it sounds like that's what I'm saying. Like you're handing them too much power over like who you are and how they affect you. So you need to realize you've already detached. You've already become your own person. So when you go, like stuff should kind of roll off your shoulder more because they have a chapter in your life. They're still friends. You're still going to want to see them, but they're going to move on with their life. And so are you.
Yeah.
And I think you're putting too much pressure on this relationship when like it sounds like they're not meant to be those people in your life anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I just completely agree.
Yeah.
When I feel like you nailed it. So I think you need to be very careful who you give that amount of power to.
Yep.
And I think that usually with friendships just is something that can happen over time.
Yeah, totally. You know? Totally.
If you're clicking with someone, cool, but that doesn't mean that you give them that power over you.
Yeah. But I'm excited for you because I think what's exciting is you seem to love the person you become and you're protective over that. And I love that. And I think that's a good sign. And I think you'll find your balance, but it's definitely, I mean, with any transition, it takes time and effort. Yeah. So just trust yourself, prioritize what you need to. Also, like, it's okay to say, I can't, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know,
we love a healthy no.
We love a healthy no. But thank you so much, Lindsay, for writing in. Good luck this summer. You got this.
And this is your summer.
This is your summer, girl.
It's also mine.
It's also mine. You said that a lot recently. You've been like, it's going to be this summer.
This is my summer.
Let's go on this trip. Let's do this.
Because last year was so bad. I'm like, it's all my eggs are going into this summer. I don't know why I said it like that.
All my eggs.
I was thinking like, don't put all your eggs in one basket or something like that. But then it sounded like all my eggs.
All my future offspring will be spread this summer.
This is the summer. It's happening. Oh, shoot. Okay. On that note, we're going to dive into my story.
Amazing.
Again, as you guys already know, Taryn has not heard this story, so she's going to be giving you some real-time reactions.
Real-time.
This one is titled, Healing from a Toxic December.
Ooh.
Dear Taryn and Ashley, I love how she puts in the very beginning, not anonymous.
Yeah, thanks.
My name is Danielle. I wanted to start out like the rest of your listeners and say that I absolutely love the podcast. You guys have been making my Mondays for quite some time, and I have always wanted to send in an email to you guys from the beginning. In fact, I have written so many emails, a couple sent, but mostly left in my drafts to you guys that it has gotten hilarious, yet sad that my autocorrect doesn't even try to fix Taryn's name anymore.
Was it Tartan?
She's written so many times that it knows Taryn.
I love it.
That's, you know,
I love it.
Once that happened in my phone too, I was like, thank God, because there were so many times.
I don't like, do people use the word tartness so much?
I don't know.
Have you ever used that word in a question? A sentence?
No. Nope.
This orange has a bit of tartness. No. Like, who talks like that? Anyways,
I am today.
I'm better.
I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Do
today.
It.
She finishes that little paragraph by saying, fingers crossed that I actually get this email sent out. Well,
yay,
girl, you did.
You did it.
Before I dive into what I need advice on, I wanted to say thanks to you guys and my doctor. I recently took a leap of faith and decided that therapy needed to be a part of my life. It has honestly been a life changer for me to finally be getting to the healing I needed. I have been through a lot dating back in September of last year and had at least four major life changes at the age of 21, 22 within a short timeline of 4 to 6 months. I will save you the details, which really could be written into a full-length book, and just say that your girl is mentally and emotionally drained. So I am writing to you guys this time for advice about how to talk to my mom about my therapy. I have been having a hard time discussing my sessions with her, especially when a good portion has to do with the fact that my mom played a part in the trauma I was left with.
Yeah, it's hard.
Recently, I opened up to her that I was struggling with anxiety more than ever before and had told her I was going to seek help for it, along with the unresolved trauma. At first, she was unsure I should even do therapy because she believed it would go on my, quote, permanent record. But when I expressed to her how much I needed to heal, she has been fully supportive of me. Mm. The thing about my mom, though, is that she wants to help me too, which I can recognize as how much she loves and cares for me. But how can I tell her that it feels too intrusive and pushy at times? How do I tell her that I would like to keep what me and my therapist talk about in the sessions private? It's especially hard to let her in when she had invalidated my claim of her role in my trauma during the events she was involved in. Any advice would be much appreciated, but I fully understand that this probably won't be read on the podcast. This is already therapeutic to get my frustrations out, at least in email form. Anyways, thank you guys for making my Mondays. I hope you will never stop recording these episodes. I don't know what I would listen to while I work out otherwise. LOL. Thank you, Danielle. Aww. And she adds, P.S. I'm an Enneagram 9 wing 1.
Oh, hey, Ash.
Hello, me.
Hello, Ashley. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, girl?
Honestly, that's people. Well, by the way, perfect segue. Guys, we're finally going to do our Enneagram
episode. Happening. It's happening in two episodes.
Yeah. But I'm mentioning that because I'm excited, but also because instantly, and I kind of love that it was at the end, right? Because mm-hmm. I was already forming my own picture of her, stuff I would say, all this stuff. The second she said she was a 9 wing 1,
yeah.
the entire story changed for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why
we love the Enneagram
is such a cool tool, because it gives you like a baseline of someone.
Yes.
And yes, everyone's different. Like, I'm not going to be the same as every two.
Right.
There's differences, but the core like struggle or motivation is there. And so for me, that's cool. And that's why we both love the Enneagram so much. Could you see that? Like, did it same for you?
Yeah.
When you read it?
As I read it, I was like, oh, okay. And then she said 9 wing 1 and I was like, oh my God, I know. I feel you now. Yeah. Like, it just changes everything. If you guys don't know what the Enneagram is, get excited because we're doing a focus mm-hmm. Enneagram episode. But the Enneagram is a personality test that you can take. It has a ton of resources. It's the most accurate personality test I've ever taken.
Yeah, same.
And I have benefited from this in every relationship that I have, including like family relationships, mm-hmm. friendships, work relationships.
Yeah.
Like all of them have been dramatically changed in a positive way because mm-hmm. of the Enneagram.
Yeah, same.
So highly recommend. There's free tests you can take online. But yes, she's a 9 wing 1, which means she's a little more private. She's a little bit of a perfectionist. She hates conflict, which mm-hmm. is why she's having a hard time talking to her mom. And she likes to figure things out for herself first before she ever speaks to anyone about it. Mm-hmm. Because if she doesn't know where she stands on something, then she doesn't feel comfortable sharing, articulating those thoughts.
Yeah.
Whereas like I have, like my sister, she's a brainstormer out loud verbally.
Yeah.
She just verbally vomits like mm-hmm. all of her thoughts and then comes to a conclusion. I don't work that way.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there quietly and take it all in and be like, okay. And then I'll think about it. And then once I do say it,
yeah,
I firmly stand by it. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you are going through all of this emotional sorting with your therapist, then it only makes sense that you don't want to talk about it yet because you're still in the middle of it. You're figuring it out. And I think, there's a couple things I want to say, but I don't think your mom fully understands what therapy is.
Yeah.
The whole putting it on her permanent record thing. What does that mean?
No, I literally like laughed when I heard that because I was like, wait, what? Huh?
And just because you choose to share something that you learned or realized during therapy mm-hmm. doesn't mean that everything's open to anyone. Like I would keep everything very private unless I felt like I wanted to share, you know? So her wanting to know how each session was, is not, I don't want to say inappropriate, but it is more towards the inappropriate side for me because that's something that I would rather her and maybe this is something you can tell her, I would be like, hey mom, like I'm happy to share things when I feel like it, but I would rather you be like, hey, you can let me, is there anything you wanted to share, mm-hmm. you know? And or if even it's just no, then it's
how
no.
was your session and yeah. you saying like to open up the question, we but giving you. Yeah. And it's funny because, like you just started therapy again, Ash. And mm-hmm. it was funny because I didn't even know until like you casually mentioned something and I was like, wait, what? And you were like, oh yeah. Like I forgot to tell you, you know? And I think people who are in nine's lives, it's hard to navigate, especially if you're the type of person that shares everything. You tie a personal thing of like, wow, they really just must not care about me. The fact mm-hmm. that they don't tell me stuff, you mm-hmm. know, like you feel very isolated sometimes.
Which is maybe where her mom kind of is. Yes.
And that's what I'm trying to speak on. Understand. Well, I don't know. Cause she sounds like she's unhealthy in certain ways too. And maybe I am too, but I will say, I think until I understood that about you, mm-hmm. I had a hard time with it. Also, I can't imagine, like, because it sounds like she did try to share and confront some stuff that has happened with her mom.
Yeah.
And her mom shot it down, yeah. which I feel like from a nine, like that would shut you up forever, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If I'm a very sensitive person when it comes to me sharing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I work up the courage
exactly
to finally say and share something voluntarily,
yeah.
that's very personal to me.
And that's a huge conflict.
Yeah. Like, that's huge. Like if I was to, like, let's say me and Taryn went through something mm-hmm. and I decide to actually vocalize my thoughts and like package it up
yes.
and tell you, which is a very vulnerable, puts me personally and my yeah. personality in a very vulnerable place. If you were to just shut it down and not even give me the chance to like explain further or walk away or whatever.
Yeah.
And this isn't a good thing necessarily, but I would have a hard time coming back from that.
Oh yeah.
I would be like, cool, that's done. I'm never doing yeah. that again.
No, I know. And I think that's why I'm saying like, I don't know if your mom knows how you operate.
Yeah.
And I think that if
or
she,
or how therapy works.
I mean, yes. Like there's a very big difference from like, how is your therapy to like, you need to tell me everything that you talked yes. about and whatever.
Yes.
But I have a feeling she's a little bit more wanting to know because you've mentioned that you've talked about her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a little bit of self-preservation,
a little bit of a personal thing.
Yeah. yeah. And I think that there needs to be a day. Like I remember when Ash, there was a couple times I listened to your podcast on Enneagram 9
mm-hmm.
and I literally came to you crying and was like, I had no idea that like you, I literally sat with her and I was like, is this really how you feel? And she was like, yeah. And I was like sobbing. Well, I cry all the time. So that's yeah. not, but I was Turn. Sobbing because, shut because I was like, wow, that's so much to balance. And from the outside, you always have this like more like calm and steady demeanor, which mm-hmm. I think can be misinterpreted as not caring. But then to know that behind that face and that facade, it kind of is a facade because nines yeah. have so much more going on than
I always
people
kind of
now.
Like, called it like a mask.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But to know behind that was so much like questioning yourself, worrying about what others were thinking, doing. I was like so blown away by that.
Mm.
So there was that moment. And then there was a moment where we finally sat and you finally like shared like, okay, I can't just like tell you everything. Like you can like just tell me something in the moment and be like, I'm upset because you did this. And you were like, I cannot do it. Like, yeah. I don't think you understand. Like I will never do it. And yeah. I was like, but why? Just tell me how you feel. Yeah. And she's like, I can't because I care about you. And I have to work through my feelings. I have to get figured out like what exactly I want to say so that I can deliver it in a way that I feel like will be productive.
Yeah.
And I was, once I like sat back in that, I was like, oh my gosh. So when she does come to me with this very calm, like, hey,
it's always hey.
So the other day and she'll tell me something. I always am like, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. She could literally be like, hey, I actually hate you and you're the worst. And I would be like, I'm so proud of you. Because that's a big deal, but I wouldn't have known that if she didn't share it with me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think something that people don't realize, and this is only something that comes with fully diving into the Enneagram, which we are about to do in our next episode. Nines have anger problems.
Yeah.
Which you would never know because we're the chillest.
Yeah.
The freaking chillest.
Yeah.
But it's because it's taking all of our energy to hold back the anger.
Yeah.
So if there is some kind of conflict, I'm raging inside. Yeah. I'm flipping tables. I'm tearing curtains down.
Yeah.
But I can never express how I feel in that moment because I don't know what I'm going to say because it takes me a minute to calm down, to collect my thoughts, to get my words together so that I can like intentionally deliver my thoughts, if that makes sense. Otherwise, I'll be a blubbering mess. I'll cry and it'll just be a big mess.
Yeah.
So it's
which
better.
Would make you uncomfortable too.
Yeah. And this is something that will only work with people that are in your life, like a close friendship or, you know, your mom. Obviously these people would have to be in a healthy place to be able to reciprocate. But me and Taryn had to come to terms where she had to realize I physically am not capable of doing what she was wanting, but she's able to be like, hey, when I see you trying and I'll take the little wins and I'll go with it. And that's good for me. And I've learned that I'm like, okay, Taryn would like me to share more. I'm going to try, you know, and I do like little things here and there. And it's always about finding that balance, that like middle ground.
Yeah. So that would be, I mean, honestly, the Enneagram might be a cool tool for you to use with your mom. Like have her take the test. You take the test, go over each other's numbers. If you don't want to do that. And honestly, I would work this through with your therapist too. Like go into your session. I think that's what people, when they go to therapy, first you go and you spill everything, right? Mm-hmm. Then you hit this kind of like, okay, we've kind of dealt with that. And especially people who aren't comfortable in therapy, you tend to like clam up and you're like, okay, well, what now? And you feel like you can't really talk about too much. But the whole point is they're there to help you, right? So I would go into my therapy sessions with very deliberate, like if I were you, I would walk in, I'd be like, hey, I really need help setting healthy boundaries with my mom because A, B, and C, this is the way that she talks to me. This is the way our conversations go. This is how I would like to talk to her. This is what I'm willing to share. And I would talk through boundaries with your therapist. Mm-hmm. But I think also you need to be okay to say to your mom, hey, yeah, my session was really good. And if she keeps digging, to say, you know what, mom, like right now, me and my therapist are like working through stuff and I'd like to keep that to myself right now. But if I'm comfortable sharing, like I definitely will let you know. And that's okay too, even if she gets mad.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with Taryn. Boundaries need to be drawn. Lines need to be drawn. I think it's going to be best for, all parties involved.
Yeah. I'm excited for you though, Danielle. I think you're in the best part because you're like seeking help and you're open to it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all that matters is that you are progressing and the people in your life need to either get it together and catch up or they lose out on a piece of you.
Yeah. What's exciting is you know what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And with the help of us, I'm just kidding. Obviously with the help of your therapist.
I almost spit my coffee everywhere.
With the help of your therapist.
Therapist.
Damn it. With the help of your therapist, I think you'll be able to do
that.
I agree. In a very healthy and productive way.
So, love it.
Stoked for you, Danielle. And look at you. You got your email sent and we even read it. So
9-1. Get
nine
it.
9-1. Just, you know, powering through life.
That's what I love too is like, everyone who's a 9 listening to that story was probably like, oof, oh my God, that's so hard. Whereas me, when I was first listening to it, I was like, come on, girl, you can do it. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, we all are so different. People are so different.
Taryn, if it's someone that Taryn cares about, she's great with conflict. She will sit you down. Mm-hmm. She'll pour you a cup of coffee and be like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting there going, oh my God.
It's so funny because literally
I'm having heart palpitations.
I always look at her and I'm like, okay, what is the worst? Like, honestly, what are you afraid of? Like, it's me.
The friendship ending.
Yeah.
Because I'm very irrational in that vulnerable state.
Yeah.
Shit hitting the fan. All possibilities are a possibility.
I wish I could film The way that your face changes, your body language changes, you just freeze up and then your eyes gloss and you just look like you're like
deer in the headlights,
just stunned. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm preparing. I'm tensing and preparing for absolutely for anything everything. Coming my way.
Whereas I'm like, oh, let's talk about this.
Taryn's so like, easy. Let's dive in. Let's sort out our emotions. And I'm like, she's all excited. And I'm just over here going,
help, help me.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for writing in. As per usual, we're going to wrap it up with a dad joke.
Yeah, we are. All right. What did the pirate say at his 80th birthday?
Arg, 80. I mean, the thing is like, I guess it's kind of close, but like also not at all. What I was
arg, he said, I'm matey.
Get it?
I'm 80.
That's close. That's kind of what I said.
Arg matey is
arg
not.
Arg 80.
Arg 80?
Arg 80 is what I said. Ashley, no matter how many times you put your fist in the air, but it doesn't make it better.
I got half of it right because no, I said 80.
I'm 80.
Get
it? I'm 80.
Yes, I get it, Taryn.
Guys, thank you for listening to us.
We love you.
Always. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.